Craft Film Read, this is Chiara Nicoletti. Today I'm in Rome for the Italian release of Spotlight by Todd McCarthy. I have here with me Walter Robinson, the real Boston Globe editor, and Michael Keaton, who plays Walter in the film. The first question goes to Mr. Keaton. How did you prepare for the role?
I hung out with this guy right here. You know, you don't have the luxury of creating your own backstory. You know, when I do a movie, as most actors, I believe, you create a backstory based on the information you have or your imagination. In this case, it was a lot like having the answers to the test. You know, if the test is tomorrow and I have all the answers. He gave me all the information. In some ways, it's much, much easier. And you can't really vary too much from it. You add what your take is, or what you bring to it, but kind of you do it kind of through, through the prism of who Walter Robbie Robinson is, and that's a lot. This is a man with a whole backstory and a whole history that I'm still learning about and really enjoying, frankly. It's difficult. It's a little bit difficult, maybe a little bit, because you have the responsibility of another person, you know. And I've done this a few times now. I've played real people who have either passed away or are living. I have a movie coming out this November, I think, called The Founder, about Ray Kroc, who claims he was the founder of McDonald's. And to some degree, he is. It's great, great, great story. Great story. But I had more leeway in there because some of that in Ray Kroc's background is left to interpretation. There's less left to interpretation playing Walter Robinson because he's, first of all, he's sitting right there. Second of all, there. It is what it is, and the story was what it was. You can't say, well, maybe we'll make the story this. You can't. The facts are the facts. What he did is what he did. He didn't do that. He did this.
And today is very important to hear and to watch a story like this portrayed in a film.
Yeah. Very important. I mean, there are not many movies made like this, and to some degree, that's no one's fault, really. You know, it's based on economics, and you know, if you run a corporation, you have a profit margin, and you have to make that profit margin. So, if people buy tickets for certain kinds of films, you're going to make those kind of films because you're in business. That's reality. That's not a horrible thing. But I pray to God you leave room for movies like this, and you know their choice. It's choice. That's a choice role. That's a great opportunity to make them. To have the opportunities, you know, very fortunate.
Can I disagree with my good friend? My good friend said,
"I'm going to throw this water right
in." The important people are the journalists. That he is just an actor who is doing his job. I said he did his job well, but I want to say something else. The words that we published were important, but it was 2002. And we see now, and it's hard for a newspaper person to admit this, but the power of a well-made film to change public consciousness and elevate public knowledge on such an important issue is immense. It is so much more powerful, potentially, than anything we could put on the front page of the paper. And it is because of this film and the extraordinary work of the director and the actors that the public all over the world will now face this issue and hopefully think about it and hopefully think about the children, all of our children, and how we need to protect them more. And for that, we are all so thankful to the filmmaker and the actors and the distributor here in Italy who have made this film available for so many people.
I don't think I remember seeing Italy listed in the closing titles among the countries where there were victims outside the U.S.
I can't remember. There's not a name there from Italy?
No.
Really? Interesting.
Is that because perhaps the bishops and the cardinals in Italy have not made a public accounting of what was done to children in this country? I ask that as a question. I don't know the answer.
It's a very good question.
Is it true that in the U.S. The film will be released restricted with no one under 17 admitted without a parent?
I'm not sure. I'd have to check. But a film like this, it won't matter much. I mean, it would be great for. There's nothing in it that is offensive to. In fact, Tom McCarthy and the writer Josh really deftly and wisely avoided anything to add to the excitement, like a tawdry scene, which makes it ultimately more powerful. There's nothing in this that a young kid couldn't see. In fact, I think it'd be pretty good. You know, you don't need to bring a little kid into it because it's disturbing, you know, the notion of it. But if you explain to your child what this is, you know, and don't make it too frightening or traumatic, I would have seen this as a teenager, certainly, or maybe even a little younger. And, yeah.
What do you think about the rest of the cast?
I don't care about the rest of the cast. Because io sono primo attore. Now, it was one of the most fun groups of people I've ever hung around. I've had more fun. And it sounds odd, sounds strange to say we had fun, but we had fun, didn't we? When you look at the subject matter, you think, well, boy, this is going to be depressing and upsetting. When I did a movie called Clean and Sober, we really had a good time. And I think it's because if you really stay in that mentality of what you're talking about every day, it's too much. And in fact, I think your job, you won't be very good at your job. Maybe it was because we needed a release valve, you know, but they were, every cast member and the crew and the group, everybody, the cast was smart and witty and fun to be around and curious, and it was really, really a great group to be.
Did you know or remember about the story before starting to work on the film at your role?
Yes. I read it because, you know, I read newspapers, I watch the news, and I'm aware of it. And, you know, being raised Catholic, probably had more interest. Well, I did have more interest in it than probably the average person. Yeah, I was very aware of the story.
Talking about what you said before about the power of the film, and the film also talks about responsibility, taking responsibility, and your character and what you went through shows that. I mean, that you were, I don't know, maybe unconsciously reluctant to admit that the case was as big as it was. So through your path, we see that we need to take responsibility for what we know and do something about it.
I'll just say before he answered, that was one of my favorite parts because it was difficult.
Yes.
And I found it in the character, happens to be a real person, very noble to say, you know. And by the way, mistake, I'm going to let him answer. Mistake, yes, but a mistake how? That's a gray area, you know. I'm not going to say any more because it's better if he speaks. But I, for one thing, I love that he addressed it and said he missed most of it because mostly he didn't remember. If somebody put a gun to my head right now and told me to remember, and I had a job where I had to have information constantly, every day, 24/7, there's a lot I would not remember. But that was one of my favorite moments as an actor, the opportunity to play that and face the truth that gave me something to play. I'll shut up now and let him talk.
It is true. There is a universal, I think, message in this film, and it is that every day, each one of us walks right by an injustice.
Yep.
And we don't see it. We don't see it for many reasons. In this case, we missed clues because I think partly we were too deferential to the church, because we thought this is our moral leader, our icon. And think about it. It was unimaginable that the Catholic Church could be enabling and then covering up the sexual crimes of thousands of priests. Who could possibly believe it? And I think we missed the signals. We missed clues. But in every city, every big city in the United States has two things. It has an archdiocese and it has a big newspaper. And in every city, every newspaper missed clues that this was happening. And this is probably true around the world. And at least, thank God, we broke the code. we broke the code on this. But there are many, many other injustices that we miss, and it's that lesson that I take from this film.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Walter Robinson and Michael Keaton, for sharing your experience on Spotlight by Todd McCarthy. And this is Chiara Nicoletti from Rome for the Italian release of Spotlight for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.